multiculturalism is a cornerstone of Canadian culture and identity, but it can also affect one's level of trust in our institutions, specifically the banks. A new study from marketing agency Proof found that new Canadians, those who've lived here less than 15 years, trust banks more so than lifelong Canadians. Here to tell us more is Vice President of Proof, Josh Cobden. Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing, Bruce?
I am always fascinated in the relationships that Canadians have with their banks, and trust is one very important dynamic. How did you define trust for the purposes of the study? And I ask because I absolutely trust my bank to keep my money safe, but I don't have any expectation or trust that they will sell me the products that are best for me. That's how I delineate between those two things. So it kind of works because I'm very clear on what I can trust them for. In the context of this study, how did you define trust?
Many of our questions define trust as whether or not Canadians, the people that we surveyed, feel that whether it's the leader or the brand or the sector, it can be trusted to do what is right for Canada and Canadians. Now, in the case of some products, we get more focused on whether the product itself can be trusted to do what the person being surveyed thinks that product should do for them. But much of it was aimed at whether Canadians feel that a sector or a leader can be trusted to do what's right for Canada and Canadians. And this is a distinctly Canadian approach to measuring and tracking trust. And we see surveys about trust coming out from all types of organizations, but this one is distinctly Canadian, and it's our third year of doing it.
Why do you think there is a difference between Canadians who are newer, they have been here less than 15 years, and those who have been here longer? Why the difference?
Well, it's, you know, we see this sort of 15-year window of opportunity or window of trust when people come to Canada. And in general, our supposition, we don't always ask this, but is that they come to Canada whether they're trying to escape a bad situation in their home country or for economic or educational opportunities, their arrival is likely colored by a sense of hope and optimism. And this, we think, translates into higher levels of trust. And we see higher levels of trust among newcomers across the board in every leader, sector, brand that we test.
Only 25% of Canadians said they trust the use of AI, artificial intelligence, in the financial industry. What makes Canadians so wary of AI, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, there is a smaller group that you flag that is bullish on AI. What's important, though, is there's a very large segment of the population, about 30% or a third, that are on the fence when it comes to AI. And that is the sort of swing vote that we think represents a great opportunity for the AI industry to educate, demonstrate, and communicate, you know, what it is they do. And when you look at AI in banking, for example, this transition to using AI has already begun. Many banks, all banks really, are using data and AI to improve all manner of processes, from customer service to employee training. What's interesting, though, is Canadians may not be aware that it's AI that is making those things happening. And that is the opportunity and really the responsibility of the AI industry and the sectors that use AI to communicate and to tell that story and to build that trust.
So it sounds like it's almost a fear of the unknown than, hey, AI is a hit to how much I could trust my institution.
That's what we believe. I mean, when we ask Canadians, we ask them things like, do they think that AI will positively contribute to the Canadian economy? Here, again, we see sort of a third, a third, a third. A third are positive, a third are on the fence, a third are very mistrustful. Similarly, we asked, you know, do you think AI will improve your experience as a consumer? Again, it's almost exactly a third, a third, a third. So when some people hear AI, they may think, oh, that means my job will go away. And some jobs will go away because of AI, but they may not be thinking about how, for example, the customer service they get on the website is better, or when they sign on to their favorite online shopping platform, there are things that are recommended to them that make their choices easier. And it's AI that's driving those changes.
There is a big story, usually about once a year, in which the trust of the banks is called into question. How do you think the brands themselves think about it? Because there's those big stories, and some there's some steak, there's some sizzle on those big stories. But then there's how they run their business. And, you know, for example, they send me marketing literature on how great it would be to use a line of credit to fund my vacation, not knowing what I do for a living and not really realizing that that would be antithetical to what I would choose for myself or endorse for others. How do they manage that nuance internally?
Well, I think that when we ask Canadians about whether they trust a sector, we need to delineate between the sector and the product, or the company and the product. So when we ask Canadians what drives their trust in a company, and so that would be, say, you know, one of the big banks, not necessarily the products, but the company, the number one thing they say is it, you know, creates jobs and invests locally. That is always number one, and the banks do that. The second would be that the organization communicates openly and clearly. And I think, you know, many Canadians would even know the names of some of the CEOs of the big banks. They are very visible and present. Third is Canadian-owned, and our banks are Canadian-owned. In fact, many Canadians are owners themselves of the banks, either through shares or through their holdings in their mutual funds. Fourth is that they make good products, and fifth is that they support local charities. So by and large, the banks score well in all of those drivers of trust. And you know, overall in our survey, the banks come in high at about 42% trust, and that's up a little even from last year. So they're doing a good job of speaking to those trust drivers in an organization. We also ask Canadians about their trust in a product, and here it's slightly different. There's some overlap, but the number one driver of trust in a product is reliability. Does it actually do what it's supposed to do? Then there's the company reputation. Then there are things like ratings, and then there are things like word of mouth. So, you know, if we look at many of the banks, they score well on reputation as a company, but by and large, their products are also doing what many Canadians expect them to do.
It's a very low bar. It's a very low bar. If I go to the Instabank, can I withdraw money? You know, did they not lose my money when I deposited my paycheck? It's not like the reliability of an automobile.
Correct, though automobiles are also getting pretty reliable too. But I think, you know, many Canadians will remember what happened during the last financial meltdown, when the banks in the U.S. had to be bailed out.
Yep.
Some of them failed. Whereas, you know, our banks did relatively well, or at least escaped some of the pain that happened in the U.S. And I think that sort of thing really drives our trust in an organization.
Why does trust matter? You outline so many of the strengths that Canadian banks have. They are solid equity investments. They have a great reputation globally. Their ratios are solid. Does it really matter? Or is this kind of a nice little survey?
Well, I mean, we believe that trust is the fuel that powers, you know, the engine of the economy. Once people start to lose trust, you see things like the price of their stock drop. So it does matter. Trust is the foundation of any civil society, you know, and the workings of governments and courts and police and elections and public services and companies. So, you know, if you ask if trust matters, I think, you know, you could ask Facebook what the impact is of the plummeting trust in their organization. People still use Facebook, but the trust in Facebook has dropped, and that's hurt their stock price as well.
Interesting. Thanks for joining us today, Josh.
It was a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Josh Cobden, Vice President of Proof. He was here to talk about some new data on the trust of Canadian banks.